love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Hard to speak with that in the background.
It's so spooky Halloween music.
Yeah, but the scariest part is how much it F's up my cadence.
That is scary.
It is Loveline, a very ghoulish Halloween edition. Fiona Horn is here. I almost said Apple. Fiona Horn is here. She's a bona fide witch. When I say bona fide, I mean you'd like to bone her. She's hot. Don't believe me? She's in Playboy this month. Or last month, or whatever month they're in. I mean, we're in October, but Playboy is in November 2011.
Yes.
They inch up 3 weeks every month. Looking good, looking naked. Welcome to the show, Fiona.
Thank you. It's sky-clad, actually. Clad by the sky in a pure and perfect state. We consider the naked body to be a sacred expression of the divine force, so we call it sky-clad, not nude.
Sky-clad. Oh, sky-clad.
Sky-clad. Clad by the sky.
Either way, we call it beaten off. Any way you want to call it.
But here's raising some energy.
Yes, that's right.
Some chi.
A little chi relief. Chi wastegate. That's what I call it. Blow off a little of that extra steam. Fiona is a Wiccan, and that's why we have her in here. But every time I talk to the Wiccans, it always ends up just being about recycling.
You're fat.
We're all environmentally aware.
Husky lesbians who recycle. Right. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with husky lesbians who recycle.
No, there isn't, but they should be called husky lesbians who recycle, not Wiccans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking for some eye of newt, you know, wing of bat kind
of thing. Actually just call myself a witch. The books I write are sort of based in the philosophy and teachings of Wiccan traditions and lessons and stuff. But I'm more eclectic than that. I think witchcraft is something that honors nature as sacred. We recognize a goddess as well as a god. Mm. The spells and rituals we do are to help and heal, which it makes it all very relevant in current days. But I like getting a little bit magical and a little bit messy with my magic.
You know, it strikes me. It strikes me that the witch and the Wiccan thing is sort of like the, but it's sort of like the, is Arab religions where it's like you guys doing a lot of here's what I'm saying is there's sort of like the Muslims, which is you're like, hey man, quit blowing people up, and then when you talk to them it's like, hey man, we're just about unity and brotherly love. Right. And the Wiccans are the same thing. It's like, you know, I picture you guys, you know, with the big iron brew kettle and riding a broom and doing all that stuff.
I have a big kettle, but I don't ride my broom.
Just saying, when you talk to them, then it gets disappointing. They're not about blowing people up. You know what I mean?
Could you put them to be evil?
Yeah, I'd like you to be evil. Well, just one day out of the year, at least Halloween. Any potions? Any things? Come on, give Drew the stink eye or something, would you? Put a pox on him.
The good time. I don't want to put a pox on him.
Make
He's
his
lovely.
Penis fall off and run around, and I'll chase it with fly swatter. Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to get a guy to like you,
mm-hmm.
Well, not you. Because you're attractive, but I mean, if one of your
but that makes it worse.
One of your heavyset Wiccan brethren.
It makes it worse if you're attractive, because guys think they're intimidated by you, and I've been single for so many years now. It's quite extraordinary.
Well, hold on. Let's dissect
let's
this.
Break that one
I thought
down.
I'd definitely pick up when I was in Playboy, and I didn't. Not for the whole month.
A lot of hot chicks talking about guys being intimidated by them. And you could make that argument like saying, well, a guy doesn't want to drive a Ferrari. It's too nice. He'd be worried it'd get scratched. But that doesn't mean there's not a waiting list for Ferraris.
Right.
That's 95% of guys feel that way, there's still a waiting list.
Is it the wrong kind
of
guys?
There's a waiting list on hot chicks.
The odd thing is I didn't actually put it out there that they're intimidated. They've told me recently when it's like, well, you're single? Why are you single? And I'm kind of like, I don't know. I focus a lot on work. I prioritize that. And they say, oh, you probably intimidate guys because I used to sort of put myself down and think, oh, there's something wrong. But then I just decided I'm overqualified for 90% of the guys in Hollywood anyway.
Yeah.
We're talking about Hollywood. This is a tough town. It's an odd town.
Well, all right. So you're single, and could you, if you say, let's say you wanted Drew to fall in love with you and fall under your spell, is there something you could do to him?
well, I'm going to be really boring, so that breaks one of our laws, which is you don't interfere with another person's free will. But you can certainly do spells and put energy out there to attract something to you that you want.
How do you do that?
By defining it with your will. Magic works with the intent you feel it. So you focus on a goal, and then you use certain objects of the natural world, whether it be crystals or certain herbs, certain colours or certain phases of the moon, and you understand the alignment of all this. And in putting together a spell or a ritual, it becomes like a magnet that draws you to your goal, or you...
Drew, you studied this in medical school, did you not?
This is why the whole idea of a warlock is inconceivable.
Right.
Oh, that's, it wouldn't go to that much trouble. You'd be surprised.
Men do not have that
that's
kind
why
of
we invented roofies. We don't have time for stars to align. We got to knock the chick out and get to humping.
I'm amazed, actually. I teach for the Learning Annex quite a bit. Like, I do courses in witchcraft, especially this time of year, and I'm surprised at the amount of men that attend the classes now.
They're trying to get laid. They know there's feeble-minded, attractive women there that are easy prey. Easy prey. Because all they have to do, all that guy has to do is go to Learning Annex class. And I think guys are finally starting to understand that if you want to get laid, don't be the captain of the football team. That's a bunch of dudes. Go take the dance class. It'll be you and 30 chicks. It'll be you, a gay guy, and 30 chicks. And you'll have your pick of the litter. It's finally starting to dawn on guys that this is the strategy. Go down to Learning Annex. If I have like an 18-year-old son, I'm just gonna be, look, son, you need to get laid. Go down to Learning Annex and go. No, you're not taking how to turn wooden bowls with Rob Reiner. Go down to take the hot witch class, sit there, and then all you got to do is sit behind some chick and pretend to cry halfway into something. Believe me, you guys you'll be drinking coffee at the end of the next thing you know, there'll be numbers exchanged, and then I have Newt and semen of nut.
Now what?
Yes. Where it comes from, Drew.
What is the difference between religion and witchcraft?
Well, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. So,
do you have a religion also?
No, I avoid that word. Spiritual, meaning I don't sort of have a system of beliefs that's fixed in one way or one approach. There's no one book written about witchcraft. In my opinion, some relate to witchcraft as a religion, and particularly Wicca, which is considered the religion of witchcraft.
How old is Wicca?
Well, it's quite nebulous and vague. I mean, really, sort of Gerald Gardner in the late 40s, early 50s,
forge 3,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, some people say the origins of what we do draw on the Celtic traditions and the shamanic and spiritual practices of the Teutonic tribes of Northern Europe. And we're going back, you know, pre-Christian times now into the pagan era. But again, I don't really think the origins of what we do is so important as much as what the spiritual path of witchcraft and Wicca is doing now. And it's answering the questions people are asking now, and it's, like we're saying, it's environmentally aware. It honors the feminine as well as a masculine principle of divinity. It reveres sex as sacred.
Yeah.
The naked body is nothing to be ashamed of.
That's why you go to
class. If God meant us to be naked, we would have been born that way.
That's right. That's what I say. We'd have been born in a jumpsuit with waders on. Yeah. No, that's the whole rap the guy's using when he's sitting in there amongst the Wiccan chicks. Hey, man, it's natural. You're not uptight, are you? Certainly. You're not born again, are you, baby? Of course not. Let's get it on. I'll see you in hell. Meet in hell. Let's get nude. Yeah. Now, that's a great... I mean, if you're just looking for a segment of the populace to see if you can bring home and screw, I think the witch segment over at the Learning Annex is the way to go. Yeah. Dude, that Learning Annex is crazy. You're thumbed through the back of the penny saver, and they have big name people, and they're just teaching these little classes out in Reseda. I think what it is I think people are flattered. Like, if you said to me, hey, Adam, we want you to give a little symposium on what it's like to be funny.
Mm.
I'd be like, oh, okay, where is it? Well, it's at the Hawthorne Y. It's Sunday. It's going to start at 6 a.m. and you could pay $20 to be 11 people. I'd be like, but it's a symposium. I have to tell people how come I'm funny. And they'd be like, yeah, okay.
I'll be there.
There's in their element, not with the Wiccan, but I'm talking about, they really do get like Rob Reiner to sit down and talk to eight people about directing.
Secondhand smoke.
And all these people, by the way, are not other filmmakers or anything. Just, you know, a guy works at the Pottery Barn out in Conejo, and he just wants to check out Rob Reiner, see how fat he is in real life. And they just do it.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah? True? Anyone ask you to do a Learning Annex?
Yeah, several
they
times.
Do?
Mm.
What are you looking? You want to know what the VIG is? What are you looking for?
No, I just didn't have time.
No money? Not flattered?
No. It's definitely not that.
They didn't give the money.
There's not.
There's none. No money.
It's they don't pay you?
Well, hardly anything, but I think...
But it's an honor.
Well, you know what? It actually is, especially as an Australian, and the Learning Annex has, you know, not to put too much of a plug on it, but it has a reasonably prestigious reputation because it does get those very high-quality speakers and people that have accomplished great things, and it's an opportunity to just... You know, bypass the really expensive courses and really get to people who maybe don't have the opportunity to, you know, hear people like this speak or whatever. I mean, when I do my witchcraft, if I help someone with a spell or a ritual, I don't charge. I say it's a privilege to help people, not a job.
How do you help someone with a spell?
Well, if someone approaches me, I don't advertise, but, you know, sometimes if someone has a problem, like I've been approached to help sell houses, help... Mm. Mend marriages, all sorts of things, and I consider it a privilege, like I said, so I don't charge money, but when what I do helps the person, I ask them to make a donation to charity, or if they don't have money to donate some of their time, but I've helped some fairly high-profile people, and the donations have been quite sizable.
Really?
So I don't make my living from my witchcraft.
Fiona eats crystals and clouds, too.
Yes. No, well, actually, I work as, I mean, if I get a royalty for a book or, you know, a television show I'm in and or a movie I've done as an actor, I get paid, sure, but I don't charge to do my witchcraft.
Really? I got a house I need sold.
Really?
Yeah. Can you do something?
Well, is it hard to sell? What's going on with it?
Well, it's a little overpriced right now, but I'd like to get that money.
Do you think it's haunted or spook? I mean, it's Halloween, so we should be talking spooks and ghouls. I help people with, like, exorcisms and things like that. Do you think that would help sell your house?
I think it's haunted with my dad's...
The spirits of your ex-tortured girlfriends.
No, this is... It's my dad's old house, so whoever moves in there is... bound to lose their motivation, their energy, and their will to work and live. I could see the lawsuit. The guy was a bustling, busy, motivated attorney, and then he moves into an ex-Pop Corolla's house, and all of a sudden, all he wants to do is read books and sit in his underpants on the sofa all day. Imagine that, not attend his son's football games. Imagine that. True, do you think there's such a thing?
I think we should smudge that house.
They could smudge.
Should be smudged.
Smudged.
How do you smudge? You drag your ass on the carpet?
Yeah. Tie a rope around your neck and drag you around.
My dog smudges. Yeah. Got a
it's actually burning herbs of sage
herb?
And
oh,
various,
smudge the ashes?
Well, various herbs that we think when we burn them, the smoke can work to cleanse the space. And actually, growing up in Australia, I had the privilege of spending some time with the Australian Aborigines in Arnhem Land, and they would burn eucalyptus leaves if someone died or there was a bad energy around, and
the very heavy, dense
smoke would be sensed to congeal to the energy and blow it away.
You gotta look at that Aborigine culture and go, they're winners. Look at them. Almost not a two-story hut between the 20 million of them over there.
They lived to at least 26.
It's awesome. Here's all I'm saying. Why do we look at cultures that don't do anything and go, wow, they really got it nailed? Really?
Because they don't need to do anything. They just exist. They are. They're kind of at peace with the way they are.
It's called being stupid. They sleep on dirt. That's all I'm saying. Like, we do that, it's the wisdom of the Orient. Nah. They're just a couple thousand years behind. You see, they don't use modern medicine and tools. I know, because they don't have it. That's why. They don't use it because they're stupid. They're way behind. Yeah, but see, they believe they can heal with herbs. Yeah, because they don't have Upjohn and Pfizer and all the companies that make stuff that works. They got a bunch of old crap. You understand? It's really like looking at somebody. It's like looking at Amish people and go, they don't have internal combustion. I know. They got wagons and donkeys. That's what they got. And weird beer.
Great cheese.
Yeah. They got good cheese. I'll give them that. But all I'm saying is I'm just tired of all these other cultures being held up as sort of goals. We could attain those goals if we just, you know, knock down every power plant, unplug
everything.
I think
it's interesting to give a nod to the kind of the origins of where we're at now. That's what I find really interesting about witchcraft, that you can kind of embrace an archaic sense of the past, a natural approach to healing and a spiritual approach to life that isn't bound by a religious kind of doctrine, and still enjoy technology and the internet. And there's more online covens than offline covens now. The witchcraft community is really active on the internet.
I need you to smudge the house and get rid of some
me
of the
personally.
Bad. I got bad sheet rolling around there.
Sounds like it. We'll work on that.
Yeah. So if you lit that incense, you could get the bad stuff to leave. Is that
it? Again, magic works to the intent you fuel it. So you would have to be prepared to suspend disbelief, fear, and even cynicism, Adam, just for probably 10 minutes while I did the ritual, and be prepared to accept something extraordinary happening. And if that was possible, then maybe indeed it could be. The world answers according to the questions you ask of it.
The last smudging in that house took place in 1983 when my stepmom kicked me out of the garage.
That was your smudge.
That was her smudging. That was off. Demon seed.
That's when she kicked your ass out. You yes, landed on your like, ass and bounced a couple times.
There's a bad energy in this house. Yeah, it's your son. He's in the garage. All right, let's get him out. Awesome. Dad's such a puss. Jason?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
19?
Adam.
All right. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Wow, Jesus Christ. This is the first time I've ever gone through to you guys.
All right, here we
all
go.
Right. I expect all right, profanity.
Just my, do it!
My question is for Dr. Drew. Mm-hmm. I guess you could kind of say I'm into necrophilia, and I just want to know what causes that. Like, what happened? What would have to happen to me or when I was younger that I would be into just
describe to us.
Sex? Okay, well, when I have sex with my girlfriend, you know, sometimes I like to, have sex a little rough. You know, I'll grab her face or I'll put my hand around her throat. And I could, there's just times where I just start to strangle her or smother her, and I can kill her. And I can honestly say that I would just keep going at it even after she's dead, and I'd have absolutely no problem with that. Just the idea of there being a motionless, lifeless body, and I'm just like, taking over and controlling it. Just something about
the simplest way to understand that is sort of unregulated aggression. That's really the best way to understand. Or the simplest way to understand that. And I would imagine that degree of aggression expressed through sexuality would suggest some sort of violence perpetrated against you.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend for about 3 years and 8 months now.
Lucky, lucky woman.
Yeah. So what happened to you?
Nothing that I can remember. I mean, when I was younger, I was, you know, hit with a belt for discipline reasons.
There you go.
I mean,
there you go.
But I can never think of a reason that I didn't deserve it. You know, I might have, you know, hit my sister, pushed my brother.
Absolutely.
Down the stairs,
when an adult strikes a child to the degree that he or she feels that they are in danger, that has a profound effect on the development of the brain.
Well,
I
never felt that.
All right, hold on.
There's no such thing as a circumstance where a child deserves or benefits from
being hit. You said yourself, if they run out in the street or do something that puts themselves in
to
danger.
To get their attention, it's okay to give them some aggressive, very, very, you know, aggressive sort of physical manhandling, but not continued aggression to the point that they feel like they may not be able to go on being because of your aggression.
Well, he didn't say that. That's the feeling.
He said
he pushed his brother down some stairs.
No, I can tell you that's why he's feeling the way he does, because he was
he's a mess. There's no doubt about it.
He was made to feel that way, so.
Yeah, but what if you have one of your sons push the other one down a flight of stairs?
Hitting the child will only make things worse. You got to have severe consequences for that child.
All right.
Severe. But actually having a meeting aggression with aggression will only escalate the child's internal aggression.
How about a very vigorous reach around?
No, not even.
To confuse the child?
No, the aggression on kids really works. It works to change the behavior short term, long term worsens the behavior.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's one thing I give my parents credit for.
They didn't do
ever
that.
Raised a hand in anger.
Right. Wish they
never
had.
Raised anything, really. Never raised their ass off the sofa. Never sat up. Dad
it's
had
smudged.
To use both his hands just to move his head. Like, my dad wanted to say no, he'd have to pick his hands up and move his head.
Or yes, that's a yes.
No, he would have to turn it this way. Yeah. Yeah.
But they smudged.
Couldn't actually speak, yeah. I feel like my parents would have beaten me had they been able to summon the energy or been interested.
See, that's why you like marijuana so much. That saved you from your mom doing that to you.
My mom smoking pot?
Yeah.
No. How dare you attack
too burned
my
up
family?
Said,
how dare
she
you?
She smoked a lot of pot. That prevent her from...
Kilo a week. It's not a lot in the 70s, Drew.
She was just smudging.
Smudging.
The herb.
Smudging her lungs with THC. Jason?
Yeah.
All right, if this isn't a bogus call, it is.
No, I knew you would say that, but I've been a long time listener, and I have to say this is not a bogus call. I know the rules of a bogus call, and if you call a bogus call, I would call it, but this is not a bogus call.
All right, well, now I'm truly frightened. So you've been here. Here's why I'm frightened, because you sound like a person. You sound like a retarded giant who could snap some 8-year-old's neck and not even know what you were doing.
Right. That's basically what you got here.
Yeah. Baby Huey syndrome.
Right.
So listen, Jason, here's the thing.
Okay.
Get some therapy. You're going to hurt somebody. Or you're going to ruin your life.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, but...
You wouldn't mind therapy?
No, I wouldn't mind ruining my own life.
It's
I don't want to hurt anybody else. So.
All right, good. That's a good place to start. Focus on regulating your aggression. Don't give in to these things. I know the sort of prevailing wisdom is, hey, it feels good, do it, whatever you want, it's all good. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. This is a situation where regulating those things will actually bring you closer to the person you're with physically and make it such that you will not hurt somebody. What the hell's Ray doing here?
Oh, he's here visiting my buddy Dane.
The hell?
Dane and Ray.
Star Ray?
Well, here's the thing.
The star of TLC's Adam Carolla project?
I went to junior high with a guy named Dane, and you met Dane earlier.
Yep.
And Dane has a bit of a medical condition, and Ray gives people medical conditions.
Yes, he does.
And Ray was assigned to protect Dane
from
all the people, all the cruel kids that do horrible things to kids with medical conditions.
I see, back in the day.
Back in the day, because that's the way kids are.
This is the way Ray made up for his more...
I don't think it's made up for it,
no,
but certainly
so.
It would be an argument he could use not to get into hell.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I think it would just be a temporary reprieve.
Maybe go to purgatory?
Purgatory for a weekend and it's off to hell. But I think him protecting Dane might give a little purgatory reprieve for Ray. But the thing about it is kids are cruel. And kids are really just how animals are, because they're like people. People are sort of like animals that have to be taught to be human beings. Some don't get taught that, by the way, and that's what you have when you take a look at the prison populace. And that's why it's the parents' fault. But kids are sort of like animals in that coyotes waiting around the bushes, waiting in the brush, when the gazelles are running by, the lame one that's got a little hitch and it's giddy up, that's the one they hop on.
Yeah, of course.
They hop on the one that's dragging behind the pack. That's the way the animal kingdom works. And it takes a long time to train the coyotes. Look, that gazelle was born with one hoof that was
How would you feel if
shorter.
You were the gazelle?
How would you feel if you were the gazelle? They don't want to hear any of that. They just want to pounce. Later on, God willing, people get that message, and they stop pouncing on the weaker gazelles. Once in a while, you got to get a gorilla to protect the weaker gazelle from the coyotes.
Yes, killer gorilla, killer ape.
That was Ray.
Yeah.
Killer ape. Killer ape, right. So now, you know,
I know you.
25 years later, everyone's back for a little reunion because it turns out Dane is a fan of the show and just shot me an email. You know, I hopped right on that. And here he is. So, you know, I make dreams come true.
You sent you that email about a year ago?
No, got right on it. And Ray came down to say hi to Dane, too, because, you know.
He's that kind of guy.
Gorilla hanging with the gazelle.
I'll take a break.
We'll be right back.
Want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right. Fiona Horn is here tonight. She is. She's in this month's or October's edition of Playboy. I have too much couth to look at it in front of her, but I'll be bringing it to the bathroom with us.
Please look at it.
I will, but
now.
What do you call it?
Skyclad.
Ordering you to.
Oh, skyclad
by the sky.
Yes, but I'm going to look at it in my fortress of solitude.
The article's actually really good. Not that many people read the article, but actually they do sort of read the articles in Playboy.
There are.
But it's not a bad piece about modern witchcraft. It's pretty positive.
All right. Well,
I got a million more questions about this.
Well,
good.
We'll,
I'm happy to answer them.
Be limited to three, but you can ask them.
Or you can read my books.
Yeah, Drew's not going to do that. Unless they come out on cassette. They come out on cassette? No. Take a quick break. Drew, ask us three questions.
How do you know about my cassette thing?
I know what you do. Believe me, I've smudged your place. Well, Drew will talk to Fiona about witchcraft and witchcraftery after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fiona Horn is here tonight. She's a witch from Australia, birthplace of witchcraftery, you know? Think Australia. You think
it's witches. Actually one of the fastest growing spiritual paths in Australia. We have a census where every single resident of Australia has to answer for the government. It's like every 6 years. And in the last two census reports, it's noted that witchcraft, Wicca, other nature-based religions or spiritual paths has increased like over 300%.
So how is a spiritual path different from a religion?
Well, the way I relate to that is religion is fixed in some kind of dogma, some fixed opinion, some tradition that's not flexible. Mm-hmm. And with Wicca and modern witchcraft, it's evolving quite rapidly now, and it's expressing the input of the various individuals that are involved. So,
what do you think the difference is between magic and sacred or sacrament?
Sacred. Depends. It's anything is with the intent you fuel it. When we talk about magic, we spell it with a K, M-A-G-I-C-K, to differentiate the kind of magic where you're pulling rabbits out of hats or it's a sleight of hand. And it's a spiritual approach to magic. So it's creating change with will. It's seeing the universe as an unfolding miracle, not to sound too sort of esoteric or new age, but definitely, and you can create the life you want.
What is the difference, Holland, between magic and tomfoolery? I spell it with three M's, by the way.
But the Egyptians didn't distinguish between religious ritual and magic. It was all the same.
Well, it's all the same. And I think, again, it's much like science and religion seem to be converging again now.
Oy.
And to a degree. Mm. And when we... I tend to take a... magic to me is an expression of my spiritual life in the sense that it's a celebration of being alive and seeing... difficult times not there so much to stop you, obstacles are there to guide you. It's about sort of making the most of the one shot you have on this planet.
You think science and religion are coming together?
In parts I do. I think that and science and spirituality, maybe to be more specific. In quantum physics, as a very much a lay person who has read the Tao of Physics by Fritjof Capra and books like that, and even, some of the more popular titles, the guy, now I'm having a blank on his name.
Dummies.
Deepak Chopra.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. It's interesting that reality can form based on how you perceive it to be, and that's how we work magic. We create change with will. So I find that quite interesting that the two cross
over.
Shifting
gears here, Drew, did you go out trick-or-treating today?
Yes.
You didn't go
as anything? Oh, no, I didn't dress. I just sat on a friend's porch and watched hundreds of kids come by.
What did the kids go as?
I had, I had one girl. My daughter's a goth chick.
Oh, really?
And son was a... this is a good one. One son was a whoopee cushion. One of the best costumes I've ever seen.
Wow.
Did you sit on him?
They found it.
Who made that?
They found it in some, just yesterday, they found a costume shop in, like, Placentia.
Giant whoopee cushion?
Oh, awesome. With the original print on it, with the...
Wow.
It's just awesome.
And then what else?
And then there was a sort of a ghoul. He was a cloaked, skull crazy-looking thing, and he scared the hell out of me. He sat in the grass of our friend's house and just jumped at people.
What do you do with the candy? They get to eat as much as they want, take as much as they want, who cares?
We've always tried to control it, but they've all been really... They're like managing their own diets much better these days, and so they went to town.
Yeah. And I'm curious because I'm trying to think of how
they got pencils from some houses, and I made sure they egged them.
Oh, good, yeah.
Egg the house.
Pencils.
My friend was trying to do something good for the kids, and so she decided to give out chicken skewers instead of candy. It didn't work yet.
Look, my mom gave out raisins and. I'd like to smudge a house just for that. I feel like, here's your thing. I'll give you a choice. You get the mini peanut butter cups. You can get the...
There's so much good stuff.
There's so much good.
Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, come on.
Good. Tootsie Rolls a little bit
we
of a
We don't have them in Australia, so they're special to me. Uh-huh. Especially the fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Well, just so you know, that's crap. Yeah, that's crap here.
But hold on. we don't have Vegemite here, but we don't care.
Oh, I love
Vegemite.
It tastes
like crap.
I bring over boxes of that when I'm going to Australia. And
I've
Tim Tams.
No, look, here's the point. Tootsie Roll is way down.
What the hell do you know about Vegemite?
I know Vegemite. I've had Vegemite. I used to work with a guy from Australia. It's horrible. It's their poi. I believe every place like Hawaii, every place that's surrounded by beautiful ocean invents one horrible indigenous dish to keep foreigners from settling.
Yeah. Good.
See, Australia's like, I was thinking of moving to Australia until I got a taste of that goddamn Vegemite. Now we're staying here in Idaho, honey. That's how it works. And same with Hawaii. I was going to move there, but then I got a taste of that poi. And now we're staying. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think they actually do it. I mean, imagine...
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Imagine if Hawaii substituted poi for fudge.
We'd all be living there.
We'd all be there.
What is poi? Do you mind me asking? I don't even know.
It's some sort of tasteless paste of a root that only people with huge calves can enjoy.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Yeah. And that's horrible, but not as bad as Vegemite. That's bad. But let me just say this. Tootsie Roll is okay once you've devoured what's on top of it in your plastic pumpkin, and that's all that's left at the bottom. Drew actually almost took a spill.
Drew, a sugar rush.
I like to get a CAT scan, Drew. I'm scared you may injure yourself. Drew, put a hockey helmet on when you go out to the parking lot tonight.
Don't worry.
I would like one day just to go ahead and break down the rankings of the mini size, you know, the fun size candies.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can work this out. I'm going to go ahead and put peanut butter cups at the top.
And especially the inside out
Twix.
Peanut butter cups.
Mm,
I like those.
Twix
are nice, but they're a little light.
Kit Kats
are good, but there's a lot of fluff. There's air in there.
I'm with you. Now they've got these little Hershey's like gourmet chocolates and little like thick chocolates with almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Dark, light, almonds, nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the game, it's game on. Dove has little things now.
Mm. All right, but I'm still going traditional. I'm not going boutique chocolate. You understand?
Nestle and Mount and what the hell's the company? Mars.
Nestle Mars. Right. Okay. Speaking of that, the little Mars bars, the little Mars with the almond in there. But no, Drew says no. No to nougat.
What about Snickers? Snickers are great.
Snickers are awesome.
Love Snickers.
You get those little ones. I had about 40 of those tonight.
What? The Mounds, the Mars bars?
Mounds, just coconut chocolate and almond.
Well, Mounds is, all right, here's the thing about Mounds.
Didn't see one of those. That's Almond Joy.
Almond Joy,
oh,
solid.
Almond Joy.
All right, let's see if we can get on the same page here. The Mars bars are good. What's your beef with the Mars bars?
Didn't see one tonight. See Mars.
Okay, but it still could be good. You didn't see a naked lady tonight, did you? But you still enjoy it.
Someone wrapped in space. Wrapped in air. Wrapped in clouds.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
It's called Sky Clad.
Clad by the sky.
Here's my point. Mars bars, good. Snickers bar, good.
Better.
Snickers better. I'll say Snickers better, but you've eaten a few more of them than you have the Mars. Mars being welcome, a little change of pace.
Agreed.
Nougat. The nougat. You ever hear my nougat balsam theory?
What is it?
Well, I don't think anyone knows what nougat or balsam really is.
Ray, you ever heard any of this before?
I know what nougat is.
Never heard talk about that.
I say that nougat is to chocolate bars what balsam is to shampoo.
Yes.
Something that somebody invented that you want more if you don't even know what it is.
Yeah,
and
you got to have it.
Can't buy it separately.
Yeah.
No one can go to the market and pick up some balsam and nougat. Mm-hmm. You can only get the products they come in. That's when you're winning.
That's the genius.
You're on top of the game. I say a Three Musketeers bar is nice every once in a while. I thought I grew out of it, but I'm sort of back on them. Yeah?
It's up there. I even got the Nestle's Crunch bar going a little bit tonight.
Not bad.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
$100,000 bar.
I had one of those.
Nice.
100 grand. It was absolutely the best thing in the whole night.
That reminds me.
Wow, passionate.
Oh, the reality show that I did, Mad House, last year for Sci-Fi Channel, they re-ran it today on Fox Reality 24/7, and there was a scene in it because the grand prize was $100,000. So it was down to the last three finalists. And there was an interview sort of behind the scenes today. And as the guy, he was saying, I didn't know this. He said as he walked off, the producers went up to him and said, we loved you. You were such great TV. We're going to give you the $100,000 anyway. And he's like standing there thinking, oh, my goodness. It was the bloody candy bar. He said, I nearly punched them.
That was so cruel.
He was one of the last finalists.
But best candy bar of the evening.
I could go for an Abba Zab every once in a while.
Didn't see one.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Christina?
Hello?
You're 23?
Yeah. I'm calling from Dallas.
Yeah. What's happening? Hold on. I don't want to take another awards call.
No. Come on,
Kelsey.
Yeah.
She has a question about spells. Kelsey,
I was going next.
16.
Hang on, Christina.
What's up?
I was wondering about Fiona's point of view or view on love spells because I've been told not to meddle. I'm just getting into the whole witchcraft thing.
That's the free will issue. Why not meddle with free will? Does free will exist? Who knows?
Well, I know it's subjective, isn't it? Well, it was love spells. We say that you should never cast a spell on someone else, but you can do a love spell to bring love to you and let it be the best love that's for you. And if you were to focus your desire on a specific person, they may not be the right person for you, but you can look at the qualities in them that you're attracted to and then do a spell to bring those qualities in the person that's right for you. And it may be that person you originally... set your sights on.
Too roundabout, though.
Somebody, and I'm just totally freaking out.
Who are you interested in specifically?
I really don't want to say the name.
He's in your. High school.
Yeah.
What's he into over there?
He's into the whole vampire scene.
Oh my God!
Oh goodness! Oh,
which
that's
awesome.
Also, show with a vamp.
But I mean, most people freak out about that. But to me, it's like,
how do you know he's into the vampire scene?
Because I used to go out with him.
He's gay.
And then what happened?
Yep.
I want to suck your pud.
I kind of cheated on him, and I
really all right, Kelsey, you're attracted to the guys that are disturbed.
What's going on, Chaos Queen?
What's up here?
Would you go as for Halloween? Someone who was sane?
No, I went as the vampire, actually.
Yeah, so why? What's all right?
Yeah, what we liked in the vampire?
Huh?
Oh, what'd your stepdad do to you? Let's just cut to the chase.
Here we go. Stepdad. My dad was murdered when I was 14.
There you go.
Did you have to witness it?
No, I actually, like, they didn't find his body for 4 days.
Was he an alcoholic or drug addict also?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what this is all about. What?
He had just gotten sober.
Yeah, it's a shame.
And then, like, 4 days later, they found his body in a fifth wheel.
Well, here's the deal. He was... People in recovery don't generally get murdered. They get murdered when they go back out again.
Yeah.
So he probably was using again. Secondly, whatever he perpetrated against you that it caused you to be so attracted to disturbed men is what we need to worry about in you, Kelsey.
Well, hold on, Kelsey. We got to take a break, but I want to get to the bottom of this because you're 16.
Yeah.
I don't want you ruining your life.
Okay.
You've already done enough damage. And here's the thing. Let me just say this, by the way, though. If you put two days together of sobriety and then you get killed, I say it goes to perpetuity.
Yeah, it does.
It counts forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dad's still sober.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying it should count. I think I should get a chip for like a 5-year chip or cake or something in a few years.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one positive. It's positive. Kelsey.
Huh.
Here's the problem with our society. We do not judge. We do not do nearly enough judging. We see someone who's into vampires, and it's like, yeah, that's their thing.
Whatever he's into.
Yeah, he's a necrophiliac. This one's into vampire. This one likes to drink blood. That's fine. That's their thing. They're goth. They're just expressing themselves. This one's into aggressive piercings and aggressive tats. Look, when you're 16 and you're into that, it means you were horribly abused, or your dad got murdered, or you're ritualistically abused, or you're sexually abused. There's something wrong with you. We need to intervene.
Before you really ruin your life.
Yeah.
Yes, and or then the lives around you. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, I don't understand. It's like you see the kid just walking around. Hey, he's just in the goth. Hey, he just thinks he's a vampire. Mm-hmm. Really? No, mm-hmm. No. Nobody wants to step up?
It's a symptom. It's a symptom.
Of course it's a symptom. Yeah. We don't realize that, you know, A and B equals C. When you see a guy walking around dressed as Count Chocula and it's in March, there's a problem. And that's your whole job as adults and as a society is to intervene. And I don't care if the kid doesn't like it or the kid says he's doing his thing or the kid says he's expressing himself. It's not for up to them to decide.
Right.
The kid could say he's expressing himself by, you know, lighting fires.
No. Right. Or by the Columbine kids were just expressing
I'm a pyromaniac. I like to set things on fire. That's the only time I feel free. When I'm dancing and setting things on fire.
I'm Napoleon.
That's what I do.
I'm Napoleon.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's when I was a woman trapped inside of my body. That's what I do. I'm a vampire. That's what I do. That's my thing. Okay, now we're going to intervene. I don't understand. We have to wait until the guy brings a gun to school. We have to wait till the person commits suicide. We have to wait till they stab their stepmom. We have to wait? Why do we have to wait? Who said we had to wait? Do we want to live in a kind of society where we just wait for stuff to happen? Well, you can't. We knew all the guys were terrorists who were getting on the plane, but surely we couldn't pull them, couldn't stop them in security before they got on the plane. We have to wait until they do something. What is that part? We have to wait, especially law enforcement. Well, we pulled the North Hollywood bank robbers over 2 months before they did it. We found, you know, police scanners and, you know, banana clips and shotguns and body armor in the trunk of their car and ski masks. But we got to wait.
We got to wait. We did bring them in, but we had to give them stuff back.
We brought them in, we had to give them stuff back because we got to wait. Why do we have to wait? What's everyone waiting? Waiting? You may be on that plane. You may be in that bank. You may be at that school. What are we waiting for? Let's do something now. This is what the adults are supposed to do. This is what the law enforcement community is supposed to do. This is what the sane people are supposed to do. We're not supposed to wait for crazy people to do stupid stuff. We're supposed to nip it in the bud. Vampira over here needs to be intervened upon for her sake and society's sake now. Mm. All right. Now we got to wait. We take a commercial.
That's right. We got to wait.
When we do that, we do an intervention.
Right.
Do a little smudge on them. I know you can't change wills, but this would be a good will to change.
I'm just wondering how much of it's just a fashion statement or if it's really...
Very little. Enabler.
I'm asking.
Almost you see what you do?
Mm. It's a symptom.
Dad?
There's plenty that just dress up and don't kill people, though. Plenty.
Junkie dad.
There is role-playing and stuff.
Oh, sure. No, it's not like, 40% of goths end up killing people. Yeah, they're mostly angry nerds.
It's just the opposite of jock is what it is.
No.
Landis, what are you talking about?
Yeah, the opposite of jock.
Why do they all end up in the psychiatric hospital? Or
all the goths, everyone that dresses up in goths?
Every single one.
No,
everyone.
We treat lots and lots and lots of them. I don't treat a lot of the football players, except for the steroid abuse.
Adam's got a problem with alcohol, and he used to play football.
But I don't treat the depression and the character stuff and the abuse survivorship and all that. That all gets expressed through...
Goth Anderson. I'm not a goth, so that's the thing.
There's nothing wrong with it. That's the whole point. People think, you're saying something wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. I don't care. What do I care? It's a wonderful thing. Go express yourself. It's a style, but it's a symptom also.
It's like saying all jocks are alcoholics, though.
A lot of them are thrill seekers.
Don't argue with Anderson. Anderson, push some buttons, would you? Push the one
I've been waiting.
Kills your mic. Please pot yourself down. All right, we'll be back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fiona Horn is here tonight. She's a bona fide witch. Oh, yes. She will put a spell on your ass. Drew is looking at the Playboy she's in right now. October.
Mm-hmm. If anyone would like to know what I look like, they can check out my website. It's Fiona Horn, HORNE.com.
Mm-hmm. 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 All right. Are you nude?
See, that was a spell you just put on Adam.
Are you nude on that thing? Are you in clown?
No,
clown?
But there's a lot of information about my books and my television work and various other things that people might find interesting, as well as, you know.
Not as interesting as you being in the cloud sky state.
Skyclad.
Montana, right? We will
Blue sky.
We will let's talk.
We did Kelsey, right?
Yeah, we didn't talk. I didn't finish with Kelsey. Kelsey.
Yeah.
All right. So you're getting into the Wiccan thing. You're into this vampire guy. Mm-hmm. It's school.
School's going good, actually.
Good. Stay with that.
Your father died when you were 14.
Mm-hmm. So just two years ago.
That's just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And your dad was a drug user, almost up until then.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about your mom? Did she use drugs?
No, not really.
But I bet
she didn't do anything to stop it, though, you know?
She's just chaos.
Angry at mom.
Yeah. Can I ask Kelsey a question? Hmm? Why are you interested in Wicca and witchcraft? What do you like about it?
I used to be a really strong Christian, and it just didn't, really fulfill me. And, about 15, I started cutting. And I just, really bad. And I met a friend who was a witch, and she got me into it, and I just felt so spiritual and so complete. And I didn't have to cut anymore. I just, that hole that was, filling me just, was completed.
That's really good to hear. Do you think it's because of witchcraft placing an emphasis on the feminine and helping you kind of honor yourself a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I just, I don't know, I believe in, a lot of mind power, too, you know? It's I think you can do anything with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just made me happy, you know? And
yeah.
I'm glad there's something really positive in your life out of that, because it's good to hear.
What's going on with our society, though, where one has a retarded belief? I believe that everything happens. I believe. When did that...
I don't believe anything. I'm prepared to ponder everything.
Yeah, when did it become sort of socially okay for people to just make these sort of sweeping I believe statements and everyone just sit back and nod their head?
Well, everything's become relative. Everything's just another point of view.
Yes, you know what I mean? Yes.
Evidence has no meaning.
No, and by the way, what evidence? I believe that everything happens for a reason. Everyone just nods their head. No one says, what the F does that mean? Idiots. What the hell is everyone doing? I can't believe, what year are we living in? Everyone's got something. Everyone's clinging to some stupid religion put in place a few thousand years ago because people were dying at 14 and no one knew why. Now we have microscopes and vaccinations. We don't need it anymore, everybody. Everyone makes it till 85. Go ahead and drop your retarded religion.
If you ever think of it, here's one thing I will tell you, is that science explains things, okay? The domain of God and the devil has shrunk because science has explained that. However, one thing that science will never explain is the thing in itself. Why?
why do subatomic particles attract and work the way they do? We'll never be able to do that with science. So there's a space for faith and religion.
Well, somebody must have put those subatomic particles together.
Whatever, but science can't. That's where there's a space for something.
Well, how do you think the sun got in the sky then, wise guy? You don't think someone put it there? I like that's the catch-all argument. Oh, yeah? Well, then how did Saturn get its rings, huh? Yeah, you're not so smart anymore, are you? Because obviously someone put a big belt around Saturn because he was huge. Yeah. I like that argument. Oh, yeah? How'd it get there, then? Did you get a windbreaker just as a-hole on it, if that's your argument? How'd we get here, then, huh? Tell me. How?
You know what? I think one of the things I like best about witchcraft and
ritual... How'd you get to Loveline tonight, huh, Smarty? Don't say town car.
Broom. I wish I'd taken my broom. Would have been faster than a car.
Who put you? Somebody must have put you here. Okay? Because I believe everything happens for a reason, by the way. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, although if I tell anyone I spoke to Jesus Christ, they'll lock me up. That's one. How many people you have a personal relationship with you don't get to talk to? And if you do, people hit you with a big butterfly net. Ever think about that one? All right, let's take a quick break. Fiona is here tonight. She is a witch, everybody. What a good witch. A good witch. She's not that green one from the east or the west.
Definitely not.
Or the north. Where's a good one from? The north?
Wicked Witch of the West, Glinda the Witch of... Good Witch. That's the Wicked Witch of the East.
Yeah, the East. East?
The Wicked East and the West, so maybe Glinda is the North.
I don't know. Look that up. We're going to eat some candy here. Oh, look at this bounty.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. This is my Messiah right here.
Give that to Fiona. It's a giant Tootsie Roll.
I'll give you a Tootsie Roll.
She has some sugar, be good.
Yeah, there you go, baby. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Loveline. That's a little coffee. A little chocolate.
Nice.
It's a peanut butter cup.
Great sound.
Oh, man. Fiona Horn is here tonight. She's a bona fide witch. She's so hot, they put her in Playboy. She is in the, I think it's the Girls of the Pac-10. Always
done. Funny, everyone else is 20 years younger than me in that magazine. I'm 39 this year, and it's... good to kind of, interesting to think, well, Hef said, do you want to be in the college issue? And I was like, if Tommy Lee can go back to college,
yeah,
so can I.
Hef said that. Yeah, but that's it. That's enough. I mean, you look great. Don't get me wrong, but I don't need any of that thing where the chick's in her 60s and she's trying to prove something to people.
No, I'm not trying to prove anything. I just think it's, you don't get older, you get better. I think it's a really positive message to send out to women because we're always encouraged to have a sense that we have a use-by date. And
yeah,
as someone growing older, I think life is still fascinating and wonderful.
Yeah, everyone gets into that message as they get close to 40. You don't hear it so much when you're 19 and banging 40-year-olds. For chicks.
Oh.
Let me explain something, ladies. Here's how... Let me explain my universe. This is how it works. The Great Magnet. You chicks don't get to have it both ways. You don't have to be smoking hot at 18 and 19 and have a bunch of rich guys courting you and be smoking hot at 60. It doesn't work that way.
Rich guys courting them?
here's what I'm saying. You don't get to be the belle of the ball for 40 years. You get to be the belle of the ball for about 10 years, and then it's time for someone else to be the belle of the ball. This is what women do.
How about guys?
Women, I'll address that in a second, but women are trying to convince people that, you know what, you're just, you know, you hear Sharon Stone talking about, you get more beautiful when you get, when you're 55, that's because you're closer to 55 than you are to 25, and I didn't hear anything out of your mouth when you're 25, and don't tell us what's hot, we'll decide. We'll use our the divining rod in our underpants. We'll decide what's hot, and I'm sorry, we ain't into 65-year-old women. That's how it works. It doesn't matter how much logic you try to throw at us, we're always going to err on the side of the 19-year-old.
The thing I like about growing older is that men's opinion of me is increasingly less important. It's all about my opinion of me.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
Right, but the more you say that, the more it makes me think you're worried about what guys' opinions are.
Oh, trust me, I'm not.
Oh, now I really think it.
But then how about guys?
Well, here's the thing about guys, and this is the way it should work, by the way. When you're looking at the nudity here, Drew. Here's
sky
the
gladness.
Thing. Sky gladness. Here's the thing. When you're a 19-year-old guy and there's a 19-year-old chick and the chick's hot, you really don't have a chance as a 19-year-old guy.
Most guys. 90% of guys.
90% of guys have not come into their own professionally or emotionally or whateverly, and they don't stand a chance. They just don't. Now,
they just sit and suffer in silence.
Later on, yes. Well, they're not suffering in silence. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
The jacking in silence?
That's right. Although I do make a little, oh, yeah. You know, it's not totally silent. And I will go, yeah. Come on, Ace. Let's go now.
All right.
Get
they
a ball
did, they do that for 30 years.
Let's break it down. Guys will pay their dues, and then it's time to pay the fiddler. It's no different than any other facet of life, which is you want to go to law school, you want to go to medical school, you don't get paid.
Right.
You don't get paid. It costs you money. Mm-hmm. You may have friends that are out working that have cash in their pocket. You don't have any. You're 26. You're in your 18th year of school, but there will be a payday. Mm. Pay me now or pay me later. Pay me with interest. That's the way it works. And that's what guys have. So women can't have...
But the guys still only get a small window, too, though.
Yeah, they get that part where they're out, whatever, they're successful, they're getting successful in their business or whatever.
Pretty soon they're too old, too.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. What happens to guys is they get married, they start a family.
If they try to extend that available window from, like, 35 to 55, forget it.
Well, they can still do it.
Yeah, but it's weird. It's,
well, you're judging now, and you can't judge.
I am judging.
But here's the thing. It's a window that you've deemed creepy, but it doesn't mean that successful guys in their 40s and 50s can't date hot 22-year-olds. They do all the time. If they're successful, the window didn't slam. You slammed it. You've decided that
the range of available partners always is... The
decreases.
You're looking at it as somebody who wants to meet quality singles and start a family, not somebody who just wants to party and keep the party going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's all I'm saying. Women have themselves a little window. Some window stretches out a little further than others, but it would be an unfair universe if a chick got to be just hot. Well, She's totally hot and totally desirable at 16, and now she's 56, and she's on her 40th year being totally hot and totally desirable. Doesn't
work that
way. You're
just talking about physical appearance, aren't you?
I'm talking about what men want from you and how they would judge you and what number they give you. You can feel however you want to feel inside. I'm just telling you how society feels.
Society or men?
Well, doesn't matter.
But women, one of the greatest things about growing older is that other people's opinion of you is increasingly less important, and it's, you know,
good
thing.
Yeah.
Is that okay to say, Dr. Drew?
Yeah. No,
I wasn't abused as a child or anything.
No, one of the things that drives me crazy about how young women define themselves by men.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Men's opinion. And that's what I really try and promote in my books, and being like someone who's perceived as attractive by patriarchal society, but I'm out there encouraging women to, you know, sort of step outside of other people's opinions and the roles they play in this society.
No, I totally agree with that message. I'm just not buying this whole part where, you know, you get sexier as you get older. That's just a line of crap that women sell each other. It's not for men. They don't feel that way at all.
Where are you drawing the line?
Yeah.
I bet you haven't been 60 yet. I bet 60-year-old men are still into 60-year-old women.
No,
I mean, they also like 19-year-old women. But
they take a 19-year-old. Sure. Oh. No, look, there's a definition of attractive, and that's a certain age. It inches up as you get older.
Well, it's all about procreation and reproduction. We're all animals, aren't we? So men would
Absolutely.
Look at women and think it can, you know, it's that very kind of primal pulse in them of like, will that, you know...
Is that good genes? Will it reproduce?
Yeah,
here's
exactly.
how it works. When you're 25, your idea of, you know, piping hot is 19, and when you're 65, it's 20. And it's 19 and a half. It just goes up 6-7 months.
But when you were 20, I'm sure you find 40-year-old women attractive and desirable now. When you were 20, no way.
40-year-old? No, I still think, you know, 19, 20 towards
that. No, but I'm sure you also find 40-year-olds attractive and...
A little long in the tooth.
What's the explanation then of like, you know, say, a 25-year-old getting married to, like, a 42-year-old female? Like, a 25-year-old male? Is there some kind of...
Yeah.
Psychology behind that.
You know what that is? It's 42-year-olds who use surgery and other things to make them look like a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
And it's still triggering that primal response,
right?
Yeah, look at Demi Moore. She's 42. She looks like she's 30. And there you go. Yeah. Looks good. Look, you, if you have a really good hand dealt to you from a gene standpoint, or you go under the knife a couple times, you can stretch to party out until the wee hours of the morning. But eventually, the sun's coming up, street lights are turning off, and you got to go home. You understand?
Now, some dark sunglasses on.
No, but let's be honest. We know people. There are women where the party ends sooner than others. Mm-hmm. They're chain smokers. They drink. They abuse substances.
They have low self-opinion.
They crank out a few kids. They've had ridden hard and put away wet, and they're 29 or 30, and it looks like the world's caught up to them. There's other women where it's like, wow, the woman's 48, still looking pretty good. But even that woman eventually is going to have a 55th birthday, and that'll be that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be sexist or cruel. That's just how the world works. I'm explaining it to everybody. It's all right. Yeah? You all right? Look, it should be that way. We got our asses kicked when we were 19. Now it's time to pay the fiddler. Christina?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Bail us out, Christina. What's going on?
Hi, I'm 23, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, here old maid.
Here we go. What's the question?
Well, see, I recently got diagnosed with HPV.
Yep.
And the genital warts and everything,
right,
and I've had the procedure done.
What procedure?
To freezing of the cervix.
Okay.
And that was pretty painful.
Painful? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's a little painful. But anyway, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What I was asking about, I have two younger children, and the thing is that I looked on the internet with my mother and found out that HPV has so many types of it, and the diagnosis, I'm not sure. I've talked to my doctor, and I've asked things like, you know, if I let this stuff go, how long would it be until I get cervical cancer, or can
they,
I get
they can't
cervical
tell you.
Cancer?
You could probably get cervical cancer. They can't tell you for sure, and they can't tell you how long it will take. In the meantime, you just got to take off those suspicious lesions that look like they could turn into cervical
cancer. Yeah, you
say
let it go. What do you mean let it go?
Well, see, you know, some people my age, they go to the doctor, get diagnosed with an STD or whatever, and then they let things go.
And they die. They get pelvic inflammatory disease, they get fertility problems,
exactly.
and they die of cervical cancer.
Okay, and my problem is
I know, but hold on. When I say, what do you mean, let it go? I mean, I know there's some people that don't get treated. I understand that.
Why would you be contemplating letting it go is what Adam's asking. Why does that even enter your lexicon?
Go ahead. I don't do a little reenacting.
Who am I going to play, her or you?
You play me.
Okay.
You
so I understand that. I understand that letting it go, what the meaning of that is.
Mm. No, you got to give me what do you mean, let it go.
Now, what do you mean by let it go?
Well, some people my age get a disease, and they don't treat it.
No, I understand what you mean by let it go.
That's what I mean.
Why would you be even thinking of...
They don't seek help.
And so they let it go.
They let it go.
I see. And you let it go.
Letting it go is what it means not to take care of a disease or a syndrome in a punctual fashion.
I see. You just let it go.
That's what I mean by let it go.
Okay.
All right? Now that we have your definition of letting it go, why would you let it go, Christina?
I wouldn't let it go. It's just a question that you question when you're scared, you know? The first thing you find it out, then you're like, what do I do? That's the
You follow your doctor's direction. You just
do
what they tell you to do.
Scary.
It's a very simple thing. You get it taken care of. You watch carefully, and that's it. It's taken care of.
Scariest thing about this whole thing is not the HPV. It's you cruising the internet with your mom looking about
Do you think his doctor's never treated this, or that he treats it 40 times a day? It's a very common thing, and it's very easily controllable, and you get taken care of.
Oh, really? So it's not really the end of the world?
Most 23-year-olds have this.
I'm going to say, though,
some babies
50%.
Are born with HPV, aren't they?
Babies?
You can be born with the wart virus.
I suppose you could.
Well, I believe everything happens for a reason.
But the issue is the cervical cancer risk. And those and there's a vaccine coming out within the year. This whole thing's going away as a big problem anyway.
Christina, I'm going to bet you have bigger fish to fry than little warts on the cervix.
Two kids at 23.
Where's daddy?
The baby's daddies?
Both.
Yeah,
yours and the baby's.
Their brothers, as a matter of fact. And it wasn't a Jerry Springer thing. It was just something that had happened. And it was
Whoa. You're a biological father
and the
father of
their children? Each kid's
from
a different brother.
No, I thought you were talking about my son's father.
Your son's father.
My father?
No, your son's father.
Tell us that again.
Them. They're brothers?
Yeah, they're brothers. And
yeah. Awesome.
So it's like, it's one of those things. And
yeah, it's one of those things.
The herpes, the wart virus is a wart on the cervix, or the wart on your ass, compared to the more serious issues here of the meltdown that is your life. The wart virus is what we call rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah. So the kid's half-brother is also the kid's cousin.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Nice. And how about your biological father? Where is he?
He's in a nursing home right now. He has full-blown diabetes.
What happened with him? Was he around when you grew up?
I guess through him having psychological problems and stuff. He has schizophrenia as well.
Yeah, there you go. And he drinks like crazy, right?
Not taking care of himself.
Yeah, his self.
A person.
Right.
And
yeah.
Health problems start to progress, you know.
He let it go.
You got to take care of what?
He let it go.
This is what happens. Hey, Christina.
Huh?
Could you please not crap out any more kids? For the love of Christ. Please, baby. Wow.
I understand. I've looked through my life and seen what's going on. You know, I have to slow down.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, slow down. Stop.
Stop, would you? For our sake? For society's sake? How old are your kids?
I have a 1-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Uh-huh. Oh,
first one, she was 17.
With the brothers. And are they in the kids' lives?
What, the fathers?
Yeah.
New name.
No, each other. The 1-year-old and the 5-year-old. Are they in each other's lives? Yeah, the fathers.
About their daddies.
Yeah, their daddies. That's what I'm talking about.
They come and go. One pays child support. The other one denied the second one because of he was embarrassed and about the whole deal about me having the second one.
All right. And what's going on now? You have a new man in your life?
Not right now.
Good. You take a little hiatus. And you're living with your mom?
Yes, I am.
Junior college? Any junior college floating around?
Right now, I'm just trying to get back on my feet, you know?
That's right.
And I'm taking it slow because I can't rush things.
That's right. You can't.
I've made up a rushing things and
things. You got to slow it down.
You know?
Okay, that's right. Okay. It's like it's like interviewing an athlete after a game.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm taking it one kid at a time. First of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ for giving me these two illegitimate kids. Right now, we're not looking ahead to the fourth kid. We're focusing on Sunday's kid. That's their third kid. I can't rush this. I got to take it one step. Wow. It's like one sort of retardedism after the other out of Christina. Now, look, what would you say, Drew, just from a thinking standpoint, where'd you put Christina at?
Developmentally?
Yeah, somewhere between a rock and a lizard. Like, where? Where'd you put it? I'm just being harsh because I don't want these idiots raising kids.
Yeah.
These are the problems of the future, these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Be as stupid as you want. Just don't drive a school bus. Don't fly an airplane. Don't have any kids. Be as dumb as you want. Leave everyone else out of it. Make all the bad decisions you want. Don't have kids. That's all. You know, people think we don't have the right to critique these people's lives. We do because we have to take care of their kids.
What is it when, like, as a society or as a species, like, once it was survival of the fittest, you know, and now as a species we encourage often the sickest and most...
Yes, we do. Yes.
You know, and we encourage them to reproduce and we support them and enable them. So what does that mean as a species, Dr.
Well,
what's going on with it?
People postulate that may not be such a good thing for the future.
We can't judge.
It's almost like we're breeding ourselves out. And then, I mean, as a witch I see that, like, because we honor nature as sacred and I look at what we're doing in our natural world and I think,
So what Fiona's saying is we go to nursing home, we kill all the people that are, you know, just sick and unproductive.
That's right.
They go to the neonatal ICUs, you get rid of them. And,
All right, Christina.
But your point is well taken. We don't know what it means.
Mm.
That's the reality. We don't know.
Now I'm going to Australia. That's what it means. Christina?
Yeah.
All right, baby. So you focus on not effing up those kids any more than they're already effed up, yeah?
The really interesting thing in terms
of... don't
have
any more kids, all right?
Okay.
In terms of...
And don't worry about junior college. Just get a job.
Just get your warts taken care of. Get the cervical procedures done.
I'm
just keep
such
an eye
a
on
character.
It.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right, baby doll.
The other more interesting thing is why when kids are severely traumatized, you know, when they're damaged, when their brain is not working normally, the first order business is reproducing.
Yeah.
And what was God's plan for that?
Yeah.
That those are the people that produce kids early and young and rapidly.
Mm. Yeah. That seems like a bad plan.
And it's like the more educated or
those
healthier
the ones that delay and have less kids.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm 39. I haven't had kids, and my genes are all right, and I don't think I'm too maladjusted, but I'll let you decide that, Dr. Drew, as
Drew,
I sit here.
Sell her some of that seed of yours. Sell her. Go on. Use the cup.
On the seed?
Use the cup, man.
This one?
All right. This one?
Christina.
Let's get some water.
Take care of your HPV. Would you, baby doll?
Let's quickly talk, Jen. Let's get some calls down here. Come
all right. Let's get some calls.
I can roar through a couple of these. Let me do it.
All right.
All right. Jennifer, line one.
Unprotected sex 2 days ago.
Adam.
Along with gestation period. I got a guest for the guest. Well, you want to take these HPV calls all the time.
Do number six, then.
How many wart calls have we taken in the last year?
A bunch lately.
All right. Let's not take so many.
Well, that line one is a job for the morning after pill. That's why I'm...
All right. Jennifer?
Hey, what's up, guys?
19?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. I had unprotected sex on early Saturday morning, and I got my period today. Mm. And I'm just wondering, like, with the gestation period, is it still possible for me to be...
Well, gestation is 9 months. What are you talking about?
I mean, fertilization.
Fertilization takes up to three days. That the sperm waits for the egg in the fallopian tubes for up to 3 days. Mm-hmm. And the way you can prevent that egg from becoming available is taking the morning after pill. I think even though you're having your period, you should still go ahead and take that myself.
Because
okay. I got the pill, but I called Planned Parenthood today, and I asked them the same question, and they said, no, you're fine. You don't need to take the pill.
Well, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. I just like that morning after pill as an extra protection.
Well... If you, and Drew, you don't know that it's her period, right?
You don't know it's a period. It just adds a little. The whole idea is to suppress the egg from being released so the sperm sit there and wait and go away.
Yeah, but
if the egg is released, if it gets released, whether you're on your period, whether you take the morning after pill, you get pregnant most of the time. That's that percentage where that morning after pill doesn't work. The egg comes out, the implant, no big deal.
We haven't talked about it in a while, but most women ovulate like 14 days after the start of the period. Oh, yeah.
You count 14 days, and then that's right. And you've got like roughly a 3 day window you're most fertile.
It's actually one day.
Only one day. But there's like the sperm can live for 3 days. So you've got to kind of,
exactly.
You've got to watch out for that. You've got to be careful of ectopic pregnancy. And I'm actually someone that experienced that in my 20s. Uh-huh. And I had a period thinking I wasn't pregnant, and I was, and it was growing in the tube. And then I was very sick.
Painful.
I lost a fallopian tube.
Abdominal pain and bleeding is ectopic till proven otherwise.
True, you lost a fallopian tube and name, though, didn't you?
Both of them.
Both.
Dove on a grenade.
Both.
Wow. Thank God there's a third left.
How about one more question along with that? If I take the morning after pill while I'm on my period, is that going to like mess it up? Is it going to be different at all?
Yeah, it's going to be different. Yep. Okay. Fiona says yes.
But you know it's your period. I mean, the timing is right.
I know it is.
No. Yeah, you're probably fine.
Well, here's the thing.
Can we have an egg release tomorrow?
Here's the thing. A lot of this breaks down to this kind of thing with doctors and with you, Drew, is somebody says, well, I don't want to go downstairs and see if the light's off in the garage. And you go, well, there's a 2% chance it's on, so why don't you go downstairs and do it? Now, the person doesn't want to go through the work because there's 98% chance you're going to get to the garage and the light's going to be off.
Yeah.
But you, who's not walking down to the garage, says, and who works for the power company or who pays the bill, says, yeah, just go do it.
I'm the one who's responsible if the the robber
catches
comes
on fire.
In and catches on fire. It's my responsibility, and I
right.
am
so you,
accountable
so
for
the 2%.
I'm accountable for that.
Well, I don't think you're accountable when someone calls in a show and you say, look, here's the reality.
But that's what you practice.
Right. But that's why, and this is what doctors do. They don't go, well, there's a 2% chance that they just go down and shut the light.
Right. Because you know what happens? They get pregnant and they sue you. And they have a right to.
Also, what do you care? You know, I mean,
we are held to the absolute highest possible standard in all times in every decision.
I know
and
you
so
hate
we're not allowed to. We're
attorneys.
Not allowed to say, well, if you really want to, it's probably okay. You're not allowed to do that.
Right.
You got to say,
but you're allowed when you do this show. And that, well, the person from Planned Parenthood is allowed to do it.
Yeah, I said they're not wrong. They're not wrong. I personally just think it's be extra careful is the way to go.
I'm saying is I would like to get rid of these attorneys and work it out somehow where you actually could find out from the doctor what the truth was. Mm-hmm. Is it a 5% chance or is it a 55% chance? Then I'll make my informed decision.
As a female, though, like thinking about getting pregnant and the responsibility that actually having the baby and doing the whole thing, it's like even if there's only a 5% chance, you still want to be certain. You don't want that 5% chance.
Well, yeah. Protect yourself as much as you can.
And she has to have an STD check now, doesn't she? She's on unprotected
there
sex.
You go. Not a bad idea.
Wow. Look at that. What a team. We'll take a quick break. Performance-enhancing positions you would suggest. What?
I don't know. For the guest.
Let's just talk to Bob real quick. Bob?
Yeah?
You want to know if there's any performance-enhancing positions sexually?
No, potions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it did say potions.
Yeah,
didn't it? Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, what about... Well, let's figure that out when we come back.
Okay.
So I want something good. And I don't want just think thoughts, you know...
No, horny goat suede.
Oh, really?
Horny goat suede.
Oh, really?
Outstanding.
All right, will you tell us where to get that and how I can make it into a tea after this? Look out. It's hard to tell...
74 again.
73, actually.
73, I beg your pardon.
It's hard to tell if this music would be scary if it wasn't associated with the movie...
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. I don't know if you'd be scared of it. Would you?
It sounds eerie.
Yeah, all right. I don't go with scary.
And boring.
Fiona Horn is here tonight. She's a witch here for Halloween.
I'm going to plug my website again, Fiona Horn, HORNE.com, if you want to find out more about me, other than the fact I'm a witch.
Yeah. You also can go to Playboy. Just go to look at the last issue of Playboy, and you can find out all you need to know about her running around.
Or you can read one of my 8 books that I've written.
Here's a great question on your books. Have you ever done a spell that you regret now?
She doesn't spell. I mean, doesn't do the spell. I can't spell, but she won't make spells. Do you make spells?
I've done lots and lots of spells.
And you regret?
No, because I don't... I've got to that point as a mature woman that I don't regret anything anymore. Mistakes aren't mistakes as much as lessons and experiences.
How about the one you put on that 747 of her Lockerbie?
Oh,
you don't,
gosh.
You don't regret that
actually,
at all?
Richard Branson
no
asked me to bless his
eggs
airline, and I didn't have any accidents.
Why don't you bless one of his balloons, see if you can make it more than 10 feet without hitting power wires? That's one of those things. There's one of those things we should all get rich enough that we can make an assault on certain records that only rich guys can make an assault on. You know what I mean? That ballooning around the world record. It's not like you have to be in great condition or good with balloons or navigations. Or you just have to have the ass load of money.
Well, now it's about going to outer space, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at the books and I look at all the pictures, and it's all women with women.
There's not a lot of pictures in there, but the few that there are. Well, that's Mike. You're looking at the Coven Making Magic Together, which is about the group of witches I work with in Los Angeles. Actually, if you go to my website and join the online club, you can get that book for free.
But uniquely, this is a language and a way of thinking that is not...
Well, it's very female-oriented.
The masculine mind does not easily get its head around.
Well, it's not there. So, I mean, there are male witches. We don't have warlocks. But the fact that we emphasize the role of the feminine is empowering, and it is addressing the imbalance of a predominantly patriarchal culture for the last couple of thousand years.
Guys not interested in this.
You're
gay. Nothing in it. Nothing in it for the guys.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a lot of women celebrating their sexuality and going to Learning Annex workshops that the guys can hear.
That's what's
in
it. We talked about it earlier in the evening, and it should be brought up again that guys need to understand where the women are and go get them, and that's where they are. Drew, stop looking at the book because you cannot do two things at once.
He's looking at my snake. He's looking at my pet snake.
I know.
My familiar, Lulu.
But, Drew, meanwhile, you don't have a call picked out here. Somebody dropped off.
You were into the potions on Bob High.
Ooh, touche. Bob?
Yeah, what's up?
All right. What about potions? You say goat's
performance-enhancing potions.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah. What do you got?
Horny goat's weed.
That is how guys think about witchcraft.
Right.
They want a Spanish fly for a woman, and they want something to make their junk longer.
Right,
I want to
make
longer.
Some chick but get into oral.
Yeah.
It's not into oral.
That's a male... That's it. That's the male mind.
Nuts and bolts. That's us.
I've been able to find like some spells on the internet, which are
there. He goes.
But
what
not,
are you looking? What are you looking to do? But Bob, what do you need it for? You're 19. You're 17. What do you care?
Well, I'm trying to condition for my wrestling team, and I've been working out a lot, but it's just not doing it for me. I need to gain about 20 pounds.
Oh, that kind of...
Sorry. Sorry about the boner talk. Finally, a good kid calls in, and we throw him out with the bathwater. One of the good ones. Look at him. God-fearing. Trying to condition himself. He's going to go off to college one day.
God, I'm disgusted.
I feel dirty. True. Take a good look in the mirror, would you? I don't think you're going to like what's looking back at you. I just don't.
It's also really hard to get by my parents because they're really religious.
Yeah. So
they've kind
of Mormon?
Down on.
Are you a Mormon?
No. My parents are just Christians. We go to church every Sunday.
See, this is something. There's no male equivalent of this. I'm not showing Adam.
Yes, there you go. From Fiona's book. All right, stop, Drew. Put the book down because you always check out. Here's the thing, Drew. If you were to give a tip to someone who was on the high school wrestling team from a nutritional standpoint, what would it be? Is anything you can say?
Depends on what the kid's needing. I mean, someone to drop weight, someone to gain weight.
Protein.
Lots of protein. Adequate carbohydrate so they have enough energy.
But is there anything really? I mean...
Lots of fruits and vegetables.
It's all the same old boring crap, right? Eat right, work out.
Yeah, and he has to sort of balance. You know, there are excessive... aerobic exercising will lean you out and decrease your strength, as opposed to weightlifting, which will raise testosterone level, increase your strength. And you know he's got to figure out that balance based on what his performance needs.
Our school didn't have wrestling, so we didn't have anything really. We said football, baseball, and basketball, but maybe swimming. We didn't have gymnastics or wrestling or anything. Too poor, too stupid, or too depressed. But I always hear about guys talking about high school wrestling, and it's always a guy who's walking around weight is 155, but he's got to wrestle at 137, and the guy's wearing a hefty bag trying to sweat off the weight, and he's spitting into a cup, and he hasn't eaten in 3 days, and the guy's 16.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very healthy, and no one ever intervenes. Like, you know, we do it with chicks all the time. Like, sweetie, you got an eating disorder. You got to go to a hospital. Nothing wrong with a guy who's an athlete, who's trying to make a team, who's walking around 20 pounds lighter than he should be, who's trying to stunt his growth, essentially, by not eating.
Kidney failure.
And the guy's running on a treadmill in a shopping bag, trying to sweat the weight off. Making, diuretics, that kind of stuff. I mean, seem healthy to anybody?
Oh, no.
Why isn't...
And
no
yet,
one,
it's
no
an
one,
institutional indoctrination.
Yeah, and it doesn't... no one's the worse for wear. No one cares. Yeah. All right. Bob?
Yeah, well, the situation is I'm not actually on my team. I'm trying to get on the team.
All right, so what's he going to do? It's athletic performance.
She doesn't know what...
Well, I mean, if you wanted my witchcraft-based opinion, my magical opinion, I mean, you always act practically as well as magically. If you wanted to act magically, I would suggest doing a spell that would bring this opportunity to you.
Yeah.
If you're interested in trying it.
Huh?
How do spells bring opportunities?
Well, because it changes the way they help you. They ritualize a way for you to change the way you view the world and your place in the world.
Yeah, but if there's only 12 guys who can make the team and you use a spell, that means a guy deserved to make the team didn't make the team because you put a spell on yourself.
Well, if you're genuinely asking for a spell, the best things about doing spells and rituals is that they can, like I said, create change in your life by allowing you to perceive something else is possible other than your current course. So, I think acting practically and magically, you could do a spell to manifest change in your life.
Do some push-ups and work hard. Would you make the team?
As well as do the spell.
Here's the thing. Always, once in a while, you watch these inside sports shows, and they got the high school wrestler with no legs and no arms, and he's winning all his matches. And he's like, I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I compete. I'm always like, I feel sorry for the poor bastard who has to wrestle you. You have your choice. Either the guy with no arms and no calves is going to kick your ass, or you take the guy out of his wheelchair, dump him down, and put him in a figure four and beat the crap out of him. You know what I mean? They always do that story. It's like, he has no legs, but that didn't stop him from playing nose tackle on his high school football team. It's like, what about the poor guy had to block the guy?
Yeah.
You know, the center?
Yeah.
He's just some 17-year-old guy. He's 240 pounds. He's a nice kid. It's like, I got the guy in front of me. He's got no legs. I'm just going to have to pancake him every time into the dirt. It's raining. I'll drive him into the mud.
What are you going to do?
Or
it's my job.
I'll sort of get out of his way and let him go trip up the back. Like, it's a weird, like, you know, people are always like, these people should be allowed to compete. And I always think they should, but I feel sorry for the dude who's wrestling them or whatever. And I know we're all just supposed to get over it, but it's sort of psychologically weird when you're a 16-year-old and you signed up for wrestling or football or something. There's a guy with no arms. He's beating the crap out of you. By the way, how's that? That, you know, you lose to an able-bodied guy with a six-pack. That's one thing. If a guy with no arms, no legs, pin you in 10 seconds, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
That's therapy. That stays with you.
Yeah.
That stays with you. Imagine what people with actual hands could do to you. All right.
Given all that, does he want the spell?
No.
Oh, well,
what is it? What is it?
Well, it's pretty easy. Write down on a piece of paper what you want. You want to get on the team, write it on a piece of paper. Green for prosperity and abundance and bringing good things to you.
Write green or use a green pen?
Well, you can do it on green paper with green pen, like double
How
up
can
your,
you read
your
it
green.
If you do it on...
You don't need to read it. What you're going to do is write down what you want.
Well, why bother
you're going
writing
to fold
it, down
it over
if it's
three
green
times.
On green.
Fold it over.
Fold it over three times. Kiss it three times and then plant it. Put it in a potted plant and water and nurture the plant. And as it grows and its life energy will infuse your goals and dreams and bring them to fruition. And you have to be, if you're going to do magic, be prepared to accept something extraordinary as possible. Suspend disbelief, fear and cynicism and do it. And act practically as well. Train hard, eat well, as Dr. Drew said, and throw a bit of magic in and you might get
lucky.
All
right, so green on green.
Green on green, kiss it three times, plant it,
and what do I
water,
write?
Nurture,
what, do
love
I,
it.
What would you write in this wrestling?
He wants to get on the team.
I'm on the team.
I am on the team. I stated in the affirmative now. Yes, I am on the team.
Right. It's going to be awesome when he's kissing the paper and putting the potted plant and the stepmom staring at him out the kitchen window. Holy Christ, Herb, get over here.
I think it's wonderful that he's looking for alternatives and opportunities.
Like Mrs. Kravitz.
Yeah. He is going to wrestling. He is going to military school. I do not know. This kid is gone. He is done, snapped a twig now. Now, what do I got to say about this boy? He's kissing that cray paper and he's putting it in a ficus plant. That's it for him. I'm out. Either he goes or I'm out. I'm gone.
Is there a certain amount of time that plant needs to be with that paper? Because wrestling tryouts are next week.
This is
you've made a good point, which is we're going into the dark moon. We're about to go into the waxing moon phase. So
uh-oh.
When you're doing plants, it's when you're doing spells to bring things to you, you start them during the waxing phase of the moon, which is the time the moon builds to full. So then by the time there's a full moon, according to our magic, results will manifest.
All right.
So Adam, money, car,
put that on the piece of paper, blow on it, put up my ass.
Kiss it,
put it up my ass. When's the Brazilian waxing moon? That I could watch. Do we have one of those? I'd take a look at that. That's when the moon is just one strip down the center. It's not crescent. It's a Brazilian waxing moon. It'd be nice if we get the moon to break it up a little instead of the same old boring half moon and full orb and crescent. But do a landing strip. Let's see what that looks like for a change. You know what I mean? Break it up. Surprise us, would you, Orb? Sitting there doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Let's motivate. Let's take a quick break. When we come back,
we'll look around.
All right. We'll potluck after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fiona Horn is here tonight. She's a witch. Give that website out, Fiona.
Oh, thank you. Fiona, Fiona, Horn, HORNE.com.
And she's here because it's Halloween. Why not?
It's a very special time for witches.
How's that?
Well, the non-commercial celebration of Halloween is actually called Samhain, and it's our new year. And based on the sort of Celtic way of measuring out the year as festivals of agricultural and astronomical significance. And so this is one of the greatest Sabbaths, Samhain, and it's kind of the time of the last harvest when tribal people used to live close to the earth when there weren't supermarkets and electricity and very much living close to, you know, creating your own food or providing your own food and harvesting and storing it. So this is a very important time.
We
also saw it as the new year because at every end is another beginning and it's a festival of the dead when we honor the dead.
Let me say this. Leave the dead alone.
There's ghosts and spooks around, but we see it as a time that you can communicate with the dead.
I want to say this about everyone who has their own goddamn new year. That, okay, then you don't get mine, too. Because I don't use yours. You know what I mean? The Jews have their own New Year. The Wiccans have their own New Year. Everyone has their own New Year. Oh, this is our New Year. This is our New Year. Fine. you'll be working on the first. That's my plan. Yeah. You Jews took your new year. Ours is the 1st of January. I'll not be working. I'd like to see you in the office. Because you weren't in on your new year, but you ain't in on our new year either. And I only get the one. I'm going to start spreading myself around. Wiccan, Christian, Jew. I'm going for everything. I'm taking every new year off.
Including your own.
Chinese New Year.
Yeah, I'm just saying, declare your new year, and then you have to stick with it. Huh. You don't have to work Halloween. The Jews don't have to work on whenever Rosh Hashanah is, a couple weeks ago or whatever. But I will see you guys in the office on January 1st.
Wait a minute. No, you won't.
I'll not see you there. I'll see you via the nanny cam I have set up on your computer. I'll be home drunk honoring the new ringing in the new year. You guys will be at work because you weren't here during yours.
So something in Fiona's
tired
book
everyone
about
in their new year.
Ylang Ylang. That's that.
Well, it's a flower that grows. It's actually indigenous to Hawaii, I think, but it's a tropical flower with a beautiful scent, has an aphrodisiacal quality, and we also see it as symbolic of honoring the feminine, the goddess. So often in ritual, we will anoint candles with Ylang Ylang oil and then burn the candles, being that the element of fire we see is one of the four sacred elements. There's air, earth, fire, and water. So fire being an element that is a catalyst for positive change.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do rituals to honor the goddess on the full moon, nude, burning candles, anointed in Ylang Ylang.
Yeah. Did you say it was air, fire
water,
and fiberglass?
Yeah.
What is the fourth one? Water?
Water.
That's always something.
Yeah. Air, earth, fire, and water.
Okay.
The four sacred elements that we work with.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. It all comes from the ground. Mike?
Yes.
30?
Yeah. Before my real question for Dr. Drew, I'd like to ask you, Adam. Their Cyclorola, I guess, took off, but what happened with your best invention, the mattress?
I think the name was a little confusing for people. So orifice worked into the mattress. I have... look, here's the deal. I would reckon that at least half the males sleep on their stomach. I do just to protect my junk. Most guys sleep on their stomach, right?
Right.
And most guys, over the course of an evening, get an erection at some point when they're on their belly, right?
Right.
Now you have the erection, and it's sort of, it looks like a rabbit trap. It's now propping you up. It's like the stick that's under the crate with the string on it trying to catch the rabbit, right? Put the carrot in it.
Yep.
It's not good. And I will have to get up and urinate during the during the evening.
Especially
oftentimes.
Coffee we drink, and then your medicine the following.
My medicine after the coffee. Here's my point. If somebody would make a mattress that had
an
orifice in it, a hole in it, and I would actually...
She's into the goddess stuff. She doesn't appreciate what the male is.
I would actually not... I would not just call it a hole. I would actually make it a slot shape. Like, I would make it... It, you know, sort of large pill shape. You know what a...
What shape are you?
Well, I move around. You know what I'm saying?
What happened to the nuts?
Well, that would go in the hole, too.
They go tap in, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say the shape would be sort of a good and plenty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be about... Now, here's the reality. Here's the reality. I don't need more...
Is it a crescent moon? Is it bent like a banana, perhaps?
It's the Brazilian waning and waxing moon. I say this. All I need is 3 inches wide by 9 inches long. That's all the movement I have. Actually, it would probably be more comfortable because, okay, let me say this. Is everyone listening to this? For 100 years, the bike seat was the bike seat. It didn't change. It was just that stupid bike seat. You sat on your nuts for however long you rode. And then, 10 years ago, somebody decided, maybe we ought to take the bike seat and make a right side and a left side and leave the center part kind of open. And now on the high-end mountain bikes and 10-speeds and stuff, that's the seat, right?
Yep.
And in my spin classes.
Your spin class, that's what you get. Why sit on your own sack and cut off the blood supply to your own unit while you're pedaling your bike? Why not just let it aerate in there, right?
You need to look after your sperm, otherwise you won't be able to procreate.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I'm missing some. We're going to talk about that later.
Later.
Find
next
some of
show.
That. Point is when I'm sleeping, why'd I have to be sleeping on top of my hardened penis?
Why can't
couldn't
let,
I have
let,
it drop
it
into the mattress?
And it could be the same hole that we used to put the condom litter in. Oh. So you roll into it, boom, loads of condoms.
Attachments. Yes. And here's the thing.
And there could be like beer cozies and stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh, now just endless. Listen. Now just listen. Just listen. Let's suppose my penis is in this hole and I'm sawing logs and it's 5 a.m. and I have to tinkle. I have to tinkle. Do I get up? Hell no, I don't. Because there is a gutter. And this thing is just piped right out and just goes right into the sewer system. So whatever.
Oh, but Adam, think with that. Oh, think of the attachments you'd put on that thing.
Oh my God!
For God's sakes!
And let's just say,
those lonely nights.
Drew is a man of passion, and he doesn't have a great gasket down there, and that can.
Well, maybe you could put a massager, like an enhancer, into the mattress.
Well, these are all
some kind of vibratory. Yes,
these are all
what we.
These are all options. Obviously. But this is here's the thing about this. This is essentially garbage disposal in your mattress. Yes. You know, I mean, if you got to throw an old condom in there. There's a beer bottle that needs disposing of. Yeah, let's just say
you have the shoot thing.
Smoking a joint.
You hear the recyclerama.
Yeah, recycle. You're smoking a joint. And you hear the stepmom's coming up the stairs, and boom,
pow.
It's all in there.
Pow.
All goes in. All of it.
What are we gonna call this thing? Corolla Master.
It's not good. Yeah, Mike.
Yes.
Oh my God! Would I do that? Would I get inside that mattress, boy?
I'd buy one.
I would too.
Of course.
Really? And where?
No house would be allowed with that.
Where's my heated sofa?
The condom loader.
Condom in there. Drop it right in.
Break no.
Because we're talking about the goddess. What was the female version then?
Of that? Oh, you guys.
Of a mattress, like.
You don't need anything.
We don't get the mattress.
Yeah, we'll dig out some boob slots. That'll be about
it. That would be great.
Okay. For us, they can work as cup holders on the side if we're single.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll take a take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Hey.
Well, that's it. I want to thank Fiona Horn for coming in here tonight.
It's a privilege and a pleasure. Check out my website, Fiona Horn, HORNE.com.
Thank you for weaving your magical spell on us. Also, you can go to see the last month's issue of Playboy. You can see the real action. All right, we're going to take a little extendo break, 22 hours worth. Enjoy what's left of your Halloween. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Gold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.